This is All Things Bright and Beautiful, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Sorcery and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated R and contains the pairing Derek Hale-Styles Dolinsky, with additional tags for alternate universe, high school, romance, first time, friends with benefits, friends to lovers, mutual masturbation, body image, romance, accidentally in love, geeky, puberty, non-explicit sex. Author's notes. An alternate universe in which Derek and Styles are the same age, and Derek is Styles' best friend who happens to be a werewolf, not Scott. This story was inspired by a certain picture of a very young, very thin Hecklin. It made me wonder what a teenage Derek would have been like pre-muscle, and whether he and Styles could have been friends. When Styles Dolinsky first meets Derek Hale, Derek's like one of those spindly baby birds that's basically all bone and fluff. And acne. And sullen, stoop-shouldered apathy. An emo kid, but without the emo-ness. Derek doesn't really show much emotion on a normal day, although Styles does see occasional outbursts whenever someone jokes about how freaky the Hales are and how Derek's entire family is nuts. Then, Derek pulls a Spock and throws down like nobody's business. But he's still too weak to take on the jocks. He ends up getting beaten into the floor. It's sort of pathetic to watch. Not pathetic for Derek, who's standing up for his parents, but for the people who just watch, like it's something funny, like it's... When Styles steps in, because he's an idiot, he gets his ass kicked right alongside Derek's. And Derek just glares at him, like it's Styles' fault for trying to help. Like, Derek resents the suggestion that he even needs help. Well, too fucking bad. Styles' dad didn't raise him to stand by and watch someone get bullied. But gradually, Derek stops avoiding Styles like he avoids everyone else. It feels like a victory. A minor victory, but still. Derek's the only person in Beacon Hills that's less popular than Styles is. Even though he does, not that Styles has noticed or anything, have better features. Symmetrical features. That counts for something, right? According to that sociological book on the evolution of mating habits? Derek's got that whole Heathcliff vibe going on, and maybe if he wasn't built like a beanpole on the verge of falling over, he might actually be popular with the girls. Derek's eyebrows are ridiculous, though. Like a pair of cartoon caterpillars pasted on his forehead. When Styles tells him that, Derek scowls. But it's a half-hearted scowl. Like, Styles is annoying, but not as annoying as the rest of the human race. Styles just keeps on talking. Eventually, Derek starts talking back. Monosyllabically, to begin with. And then with complete sentences. Styles is sorely tempted to label a notebook Frankenstein's Diary and put in an entry, "It speaks!" Derek's voice is low and growly, and sounds like it belongs to someone much bigger. And sometimes, when Styles pays attention, it kind of feels like Derek is someone much bigger. But that doesn't make any sense. After about a month of Derek not murdering Styles in a bloody gore fest in the school hallway, Styles invites Derek over to play computer games. He does this because if Styles doesn't start asking friends over, his dad's going to start setting Styles up with other people's kids, and Styles does not want his dad setting up playdates for him at the age of 15, thanks very much. Death by abject humiliation isn't how Styles plans to go. Still, Dad's embarrassingly eager in the way he welcomes Derek into their home. Derek appears to be at a loss, but some of that permanent tension around his shoulders eases, and that bad attitude he has around most people transforms into this bizarre super politeness around Styles' dad. I'm in his territory. Derek says when Styles asks about it. Which makes no sense at all. But maybe it's part of some evil conspiracy to steal Styles' dad away from him, because Dad thinks Derek's the bee's knees. He even says that. Bee's knees. Who says that? Outside of retirement homes. Jesus. Dad also tells Styles that maybe Styles ought to learn a thing or two from this respectful, considerate young man who offers to do the dishes. Without being asked. Derek smirks. Styles wants to kill him. So he does, again and again, in the virtual world. Derek's character lies broken and bleeding where Styles' character took him out with these ultra-cool spiky nunchucks. But Derek doesn't seem to mind, lounging comfortably on Styles' bed in a black t-shirt and baggy cargo pants, his legs skinny and warm where it nudges Styles. Whoa. Styles has a friend now. A bona fide bro. Who, once he loosens up and decides to use proper words instead of, like, snarls, is pretty good company. Not that he ever loosens up around anyone else. Anyone else. Which puts Styles in the unexpected position of being the socially capable one. Yeah, he's nerdy and flaily, but at least he has the confidence to talk to people. Derek's just intensely uncomfortable around strangers, and is shy and brutally silent and militantly obsessed with building muscle, despite his dweeby childhood and his bony figure. He even goes for runs every morning and evening, and tries to lift weights too big for him in gym class, no matter how lame he looks. He's that determined to bulk up. Which, given Derek's uniformly muscular family, Styles can sort of understand. Nobody wants to be the odd one out. But most people don't understand. Most people stay the hell away from Derek and Derek's serious business eyebrows, and his frowns that look more like they belong on the mugshot of some high school serial killer than on the face of just another dork with intimacy issues. Most people haven't seen Derek's smile. Twitch. It's more like a twitch at the corner of Derek's mouth. When Styles lets himself be defeated in Tekken 8, and Derek deludes himself into thinking he won fair and square. Styles is strangely happy with no one knowing about this side of Derek. He doesn't ask himself why. Psychoanalysis is for wimps. Self-understanding is for even wimpier wimps. They discuss the merits of zit-popping together. Get embarrassed over porn together. Jerk off in the same room together. Which is, slightly awkward at the beginning, but it's something friends do, right? They've just graduated from loner bros to boner bros. It happens all the time. Jacking off in company isn't that uncommon. It's not like they're giving hand jobs to each other, or they end up giving hand jobs to each other. Styles isn't even sure how it happens, but one minute he's got a hand down his boxers with Jenna Jameson doing her thing on screen. Styles likes the classics. And the next, Derek's hand is clamping around his wrist and Derek's breathing heavily and with flared nostrils like he's smelling Styles. And Styles comes barely a split second after Derek's fingers brush his dick. Derek doesn't act like it's a big deal, though, so they go right back to playing video games afterward. It's surreal, but also awesome. Orgasms and video games with zero complications. So Styles decides not to look that gift horse in the mouth. It's not like he and Derek are kissing or dating or... And technically, they're both still virgins. Technically. Someone just randomly grabbing your dick and yanking it once doesn't mean anything. Other than an orgasm. An amazing orgasm. Okay, more than one amazing orgasm. Because it slowly becomes a thing they do, a part of their friendship. And it's nothing complicated or fraught. It just feels right. Not that they do it all that often. But it's often enough that Styles isn't startled anymore whenever Derek glances furtively at him and reaches for Styles' pants. They still use porn to rev themselves up, or maybe to make what they're doing less... whatever, but it's not like either of them is capable of concentrating on tits bouncing on a screen when they've got their fists wrapped around each other's dicks, breathing hotly into each other's faces. Derek's expression when he comes is hilarious, especially since he's sprouting stubble these days. Stubble? What 15-year-old has stubble? Seriously. Months pass. Derek's 16th birthday comes and goes, as does Styles. They don't give each other presents. That would be weird. Weirder than the hand jobs that they don't talk about. So, they carry on. There are one-on-one gaming tournaments, and trading cards, and cookies that Styles' dad surreptitiously leaves on Styles' desk while the boys are wrestling non-metaphorical joysticks out of each other's hands. In a totally non-sexual way, it's all about competitive gaming. Honest. Thankfully, Dad's the sheriff, so he usually drops by the police station every night to wrap things up. Which means Derek and Styles are left unsupervised to enjoy their cookies. And their cocks. Meanwhile, Derek continues his insane training regimen that Styles refuses to join him for. Styles isn't a masochist, even though he does enjoy the type of porn. Specifically, porn in which petite strawberry blonde women wear high-heeled leather boots and press their feet delicately but threateningly down on the penises of bound, helpless, mewling guys. Miracle of miracles, Derek starts filling out, becoming stronger and broader, because if there's one thing Derek has in spades, it's willpower. And Styles. Wait, that makes two things. How do you math? Then, there's the summer break. The very, very empty summer break. During which, Derek and Styles don't see each other, not even once, because Derek and his parents have gone to visit Derek's sister Laura in New York, where she's apparently studying military history at NYU while also running a martial arts school. The Hales are something else. Styles picks up his mobile phone and puts it down about a million times, but calling Derek as if to check up on him seems like it might be too much somehow. Not that Styles has got anything to check up on. He must be going mad. Of course, Derek doesn't call him. Why would he? Derek's off in New York, getting drilled into the practice mats by his sister's no doubt gorgeous ninja friends. Lucky bastard. In the meantime, Styles is stuck in his room, replaying old computer games that suddenly aren't half as entertaining as they were before. Even Jenna Jameson's starting to look worn out. Summer break? More like bummer break. Nevertheless, Styles is not waiting for school to start, because that would be certifiable right there. Another day of this, and Styles is going to check himself into a mental institution before he winds up hating fast food and volunteering at the local library or something. To his own surprise, he survives the holiday without committing himself or volunteering at the library, and finds himself bouncing up and down on his toes at the school's entrance. He's not excited or smoothing his t-shirt down nervously. He's not. He almost doesn't recognize Derek when he sees him. That's not Derek. It can't be. With the... and the... pectorals. Biceps. Biceps visible through a leather jacket. A leather jacket. Holy shit. What the hell has Derek's sister been feeding him? Mutant nutrient shakes made from the livers of dead sharks? Were there arcane rituals and sacrificial goats involved? Pentagrams? Pigeon feathers? What? whoever that is, it isn't Derek. It isn't... Styles doesn't know what to do with that. With all of that. That isn't a guy that belongs in Styles' dinky, smelly bedroom hunched over a gaming console. That is a guy with a lumberjack's body who should be out there chopping trees. Or maybe a guy with a quarterback's body who should be out there scoring goals. Or chicks. God, the chicks that body could score. Has probably scored. In New York. No wonder Derek was too busy to call him. Styles ducks out of sight before Derek can spot him and hurries to class. It's not like he's afraid of Derek's new He-Man persona. Although, yeah, Derek isn't gonna need Styles' help with those jocks anymore. Heck, this Derek will just twist Jackson Whitmore up like a pretzel until Whitmore's eating his own $300 shoes. It's not like he's in shock, either. Not that much shock. It's just that Styles doesn't want to hear Derek brag. Doesn't want to hear about how sweet New York pussy is. How Jenna Jameson doesn't hold a candle to that incredibly flexible roommate of Laura's with the black belt in karate and the flawless double D's. Alright, so maybe Styles' imagination is running away with him. He has a vivid imagination, okay? It's an asset. Nothing like Derek's new assets, but... Given the fact that he continues to give Derek the slip, Derek does an impressive job of tracking Styles down, unerringly, like he's using a homing beacon or a satellite. It's almost supernatural. But whenever Derek opens his mouth to speak, Styles mysteriously finds somewhere else to be, or Derek's impromptu fan club crowds around Derek and conveniently keeps them apart. Yep. Derek has a fan club now. A posse. A harem. Styles tries not to feel bitterly jealous when Derek becomes this overnight GQMF sensation and all these girls start fawning over him. But after the third week of watching Trixie the cheerleader cling to Derek like the world's most boobalicious limpet, it strikes Styles that it's not Derek he's jealous of. It's the girls. The realization hits him like a ton of bricks. And, as is natural after one gets hit by a ton of bricks, Styles goes down. He goes down and stays down, depressed and telling himself he's not, because, hey, isn't this great? At least one of them is making it in the real world, rather than in the 2D world of Arrage that Styles had tried to get Derek interested in. So that they could then jack each other off in 3D. It's... Oh, God. Styles has been in love with Derek all along. How is he such a moron? Fuck. Fuck. So Styles evades Derek with every evasive maneuver he's ever learned from Star Trek. He hangs out with Scott the Stoner instead. At least Scott packs weed. And right now, Styles needs that weed. But what Styles doesn't count on is the fact that Derek keeps trying to corner Styles at school with his rippling muscles and keeps snarling when the girls touch him. Like, maybe he doesn't want them to touch him. Yeah, right. Derek has likely already had sex with most of them and is bored out of his mind. Clumsy handjobs with Styles ejaculating prematurely all over his Batman boxers. Was not even rated negative 100 on Derek's ever-growing scale of sexual experience. Styles even tells Derek that, when Derek inevitably succeeds in getting him alone after school. Tells Derek to stop fucking stalking him so he can go hang out with Scott. But what Styles doesn't expect is for Derek to go all militant on him, which has never happened before. Derek only ever goes militant on exercise regimes, and Styles is about as far removed from an exercise regime as it is possible to be, what with his diet of Dr. Pepper and curly fries and B-grade horror movies. Styles yelps when Derek slams him against a wall, looms over him, and growls, "What, he treating you better, is that it?
You like how he touches you? Has he made you come yet? Has he fucked you? When I haven't? And all Styles can do is stare up at the face of the kid that had once been his gaming buddy with benefits, but is now just a buff and admittedly hot stranger, and try to figure out what the heck Derek is talking about. What are you talking about? He demands. And then Derek shows him what he's talking about. With his mouth. And his hands. And his dick. It's a good thing they're in a deserted locker room. Although Styles can't quite recall how they got there. Because Styles ends up making a lot of noise. Turns out, Derek 2.0 has stamina. Mind-boggling amounts of stamina. Enough stamina to pack up in trucks and ship to Mexico, and still have enough left over to plug every hole in the United States 9 times over. Styles doesn't even know how many times he gets plugged, until the soreness melts right out of him and settles like honey in his bones. However many orgasms later, they slump over a bench so slick with their jizz that any further rounds of sex on it will only lead to them slipping off and cracking their skulls open on the tiles. For a long moment, neither of them moves. You're into me, Styles pants accusingly, or as accusingly as he can while panting. Without pants. God, where are his pants? Oh, there. Thank bejesus. He is not gonna walk home dressed in nothing but cum-crusty pubic hair. You've been into me from the start. Derek rolls his eyes and smacks Styles upside the head. Ow! What the hell was that for? You know what that was for. Graciously withdrawing from the social battlefield and leaving you to pick up girls with your newfound godlike physique? No, I never... What do you... Oh, come on. At least Trixie, right? Trixie was ready to blow you at the drop of a hat. She was literally sticking lollipops in her mouth while ogling your crotch. Derek blinks. First of all, I have no idea who that is. Trixie! The blonde! But Derek only looks confused. Which blonde? Oh my god, Derek, which blonde? How many of them have you slept with? And finally, Derek snaps and pins Styles firmly to the bench. I didn't sleep with anyone. After a thoughtful pause. Except you. You've got to be kidding. I'm not kidding. I popped your cherry? Me? Derek's eyes narrow. Why? Did Scott pop yours? And you look like you're gonna pop him. Like gangsters pop bullets in people's heads. Or like we popped zits. Hey, remember when we popped zits together? So sexy. Styles. I did not sleep with Scott, are you shitting me? That guy's so high most of the time, I'm not even sure it'd be informed consent. Not that I'd sleep with him even if it was, informed consent. Styles follows. So maybe you could stop looking less like a convicted felon here? Derek lets him go, but not before kissing him. Okay, you're officially smitten with me then. Besotted, enchanted, overwhelmed. Derek kisses him again. Shut up and get dressed. Your dad'll be home soon and I've got practice. Jesus Christ, you want to build more muscle? He'll be the Incredible Hulk, man. Not that he isn't attractive in a disturbingly bestial sort of way, but... And Derek keeps kissing him. This is a fun theme. Styles wonders how often he can get Derek to kiss him just by blabbering nonstop, given that A, he now knows that Derek does want to kiss him, and B, Styles always blabbers nonstop. Always. Well, unless his mouth is stopped with a kiss. Way to be mentally bastardizing Shakespeare. He is so going to ace that English test. What are you thinking about? Derek asks when he pulls away, lowering his so massive they might as well be industrial cranes on the construction side of his face eyebrows. Shakespeare, Styles grins, and hops off the bench. Derek's right. They've got to go home. Styles has to go home so he can wash his underwear and spend every waking second until Derek's next visit converting his messy bedroom into a boudoir of potential debauchery with condoms and lube hidden behind every fixture and nightlamp. What do you think of chocolate? Huh? Derek asks him as they finish dressing after a bare minimum of mutual groping and sloppy kissing that leaves both their mouths looking swollen and bee-stung. Again. So much for the "we're not fucking, no really" look Styles had been going for. As a flavor, as opposed to strawberry or mango or pineapple or... Derek squints dubiously. You don't mean dessert, do you? Derek huffs. I don't have an opinion. Also, you're crazy. Yes, I'm crazy. No disputing that. But how could you not have an opinion? That's unnatural. No one doesn't have an opinion on chocolate or pineapple. And as an aside, people who don't like chocolate, haters to the left is all I'm saying. Derek switches to walking on Styles' right. Gotcha. Clearly, they will never have communication problems. Ever. What happened to you, by the way? With the... Styles gestures at Derek's arms that had felt rock hard and hot and sweaty and perfect wrapped around him earlier. Damn, man, those aren't just biceps, they're mountain ranges. One day, I'm going to take a permanent marker and draw the many faces of Mount Rushmore on them. Derek's jaw works in an interesting way. Nothing happened. Nothing. You weren't recruited for a secret government program in which you were injected with a dangerous serum and then turned into a super soldier? Derek snorts. I'm not Captain America. Fine. You weren't recruited for a secret government program in which your skeleton was replaced with adamantium and you were turned into an X-Man? I'm not Wolverine, either. Derek shrugs. There's a subtle catch in Derek's voice when he says that. Not a fan of Wolverine? Sacrilege! Uh-huh. So this is all the byproduct of an absolutely normal adolescence. Derek looks down at his feet. I just grew up. Grew up. Grew up! You grew up, all right, like Jack's magic beanstalk grew up. I'm telling you, that shit ain't natural. It is, Derek says, still not looking at Styles. For my family. Derek might have a point there. Every adult hail that Styles has ever seen has been, intimidating. Herculean, even. Dude, you've got the best genes, you know that? Derek's eyes snap up to his, wide and full and something. Styles can't fathom what emotion that is, only that there's lots of it. So do you, Derek says in a rush, and his ears go red. Wow, he really is into Styles. And the Stilinski hug is definitely a national treasure, no lie. So it's nice to have a friend, a boyfriend, who acknowledges that. Which, speaking of, he has a boyfriend. He, Styles Stilinski, is dating someone. Dating Derek. This is, like, the best thing ever. There are choirs of angels singing in Styles' head, but What are those baby angels called? Cherubs? Cherubs. He has cherubs in his head. Tiny ones with wings and trumpets. There's even a harp or two in there. A miniature orchestra. And his heart is beating in tune with it so loudly that surely anyone can hear. They're out of the school grounds now, and Derek has to go in a different direction, toward his creepy house in the creepy woods where he lives with his surprisingly non-creepy family. Stas has been over to visit a few times, and yeah, they're intimidating, but also kind of nice. So Stiles tugs on Derek's little finger with his little finger, feeling stupid and a bit like he's 12, but unable to resist doing it anyway. "See ya," he says, in lieu of kissing Derek goodbye like he wants to. Not that this is a goodbye. He'll be seeing Derek soon, and then they'll be getting it on in Stiles' bedroom after an hour of playing footsie while also playing Grand Theft Auto, and then playing footsie while also trying not to make their mutual boners too obvious for Stiles' dad to ignore during dinner, and then playing footsie as they fall asleep in the same bed. "See ya," echoes Derek quietly, and stands there staring at him for a long time before tugging on Stiles' little finger, smiling that familiar, is it a smile or is it a twitch, smile, and walking away. "Oh, I've got it bad," Stiles says to himself, as he watches Derek and Derek's newly sculpted ass recede into the distance. By which I mean, I've got it so, so good. The end.